You're with SBS Radio.
Kasama ko ngayon sa studio si Kelebec. Kilala ng nanay niya bilang Vanessa. Si Bjorn at si Marcus. Magandang araw sa inyo.
Kamusta?
Kamusta, ma'am? Kamusta?
Salamat sa panahon.
Thank you.
So, Kelebec.
Yes.
Where did that name Kelebec come from?
Kelebec. Okay, so pretty much I was sitting down and just thinking about what are people going to call me if I was to do music and everything. And I was like, my own name is Vanessa, and in Latin that actually means butterfly. So then I looked up the different names for butterfly, and then I came across Kelebec, which is actually Turkish for butterfly, which is really cool. And I just really liked the name. I don't know, it just kind of, I was just like, yeah, I like this vibe. It's good. I had a look at all the other ones, and there was one that, like, Papillon, which is in French. And I was like, yeah, probably not that. But yeah, Kelebec, I had this weird vibe to it, and I just kind of stuck with it.
Your mom could have said, you would have chosen Paroparo, which
yes,
is butterfly.
I know, I should have. And then all of you would have been like, yes, Paroparo.
So your mom's Filipina.
Yes, correct.
And you grew up and you were born in Albury-Wodonga?
Albury-Wodonga, yeah. So on the border.
On the border of everything.
Yes, it is.
And you moved to Melbourne.
Yes, correct.
So yeah. What's life like away from your family?
They actually moved with me. So
okay.
We all migrated here. Not migrated. But yeah, it was quite a move. But I think it was really good for all of us. We've grown a lot from moving to Melbourne. It's such a cultural hub and I absolutely love it. It's somewhere where I can really be myself and be creative. And people just are quite caring and just like it's such a big community for artists like myself. So it's really awesome. Yeah.
When did you discover that you love music or you love to make music?
I think when I was like quite young, mom said I already had developed a love for music, whether that was just dancing and like just mucking around. I remember rapping to like Black Eyed Peas like at church for a performance when I was like 8 or something, and it was really bad. It was so bad, but like I enjoyed it though.
Black yeah. Eyed Peas. So that was that long ago.
Yeah. Oh, we're going way back. And I think I did a number to Britney Spears. I don't know why that was allowed at church, but I did.
So you grew up performing in a church or in the church community?
Yeah. So
it's very Filipino.
Yes. It was a Filipino church, I'm pretty sure, a Pentecostal church. So they were just very accepting. And it was just, as you can tell, Filipino culture, we all dance, we all sing, we all eat. It's great.
So were you the child that your mum would say, Vanessa, kanta ka na? Like you have to show all the Filipinos how good you are in singing. Were you one of them?
Oh, yeah. Mom's definitely very supportive and very
Christmas
encouraging.
Parties,
yeah.
Birthday.
Why aren't you doing the karaoke, huh? You should go there. Show them how impressive you are, huh? I love you enough, Karina. Okay, sige. Sayaw, sayaw.
Did she have to bribe you?
Sorry?
Did she have to bribe you or?
Nah, because I was pretty like, I've always been that kid that always wanted to show off, like, you know, and I just really enjoyed the attention. I'm such a Gemini. Like, yeah, I think that's definitely
so
something.
So having a Filipina mom worked for you and it worked for you well.
Yeah, that's right. She's been there every step of the way and I love her to bits. I love you, Mom, if you're listening.
So what was the first song that you ever created or composed? Because you are a lyricist.
Yeah. I guess when we're going way back, I started doing pop stuff and that was very interesting. It was called Bass Pumpin'. And that was fun. But yeah, like I think mom said like way back when I was a kid, she said, I don't know, but you wrote this song and it's about closing the door. I'm like, because you never close the door, I think. So that was like apparently something I started from like when I was like, again, 8. I don't know. 8's like the number for me today. But yeah, right now I've been writing songs that are more like, I guess, heavier with lyrics. So a lot more rap, which I really enjoy. It's fun to sort of find out new words and things like that and like seeing how you can make it flow. I actually really wanted to learn Filipino for the longest time, like fluently understand it so that I could rap in Tagalog as well. I think that would be really cool.
So have you learned a few?
I've learned a few, but not enough to like write like a chunk or like a verse. It's a bit difficult, but
So yeah. Rap and women. It's very rare.
Yeah.
So when did you discover, because you mentioned earlier that you had a period where you stopped and you tried to rethink or rediscover yourself.
That's exactly right.
So was that when you discovered, yes, rap's for me?
I think rap's always been a part of myself as a person. It's always been sort of, I think, nailed into my head since I was a kid because of what my dad would listen to. And
So your dad listened to rap?
He listened to rap, a lot of hip-hop stuff.
Like Eminem?
Fresh Prince and stuff like that. Like, there was just a lot of quirkiness there. And, like, growing up with that, I think, is something that I've taken a lot as an artist and like sort of drilled into myself. But I think I have a lot of fun with it because it's very expressive to the point where like I also like thought like, oh, if like rapping doesn't work out, like I'd love to be a voice actor. I'd love to, you know, do things that I can be quirky and sort of just use my voice in different ways.
So you can change your voice.
Yeah, like, I mean, I can do anything you want me to, you know?
And with accents as well.
Yeah, so, no, I really enjoy it. But, like, I could give you, like, a bit of a, I guess, a rap from one of the songs I've written as well and do that for you.
Can you?
Yeah, I could do it now if you'd like, yeah.
They ask me how you cope with depression. What a question. Self-deprecation, because making fun helps me get through these days faster. I find distraction. Although I do get growing pains, I'm on my knees. Seems like I need to see a doctor to fix things. My father said, rearrange your placement, find order. But that ain't me. In my head, chaos reigns over order. Might be a mess, but I'm not pretending. I'm just in need of mending, meditating on what true happiness is. It's a fleeting feeling. You catch it, it disappears. Wish it worked the same way with my fears. Still drowning underneath, holes leaking. I know that freaky people still come to see me because they feel the within me seeping. Why can't my folks to see this is me? Why can't my attitude come across clearly? And why can't I post the power I'm feeling? Sometimes it's fix me. Why can't I feel free to have room to just breathe, breathe? Why can't I feel free to have room to just breathe? I'm a misfit, baby. I can't change just yet. Let me be, let me find myself. I'm a misfit, I'm a misfit, I'm a misfit. I'm a misfit, baby. I can't change just yet. Let me be, let me find myself. I'm a misfit, I'm a misfit, I'm a misfit. I'm a misfit, baby.
Yeah, so things like that. It's just like a lot of fun.
So that's a big topic for you to rap on.
Yeah.
What made you think about depression and, you know?
Well, I guess everyone goes through it. You have your ups and downs. And a big part of, like, the three-year gap where I was just, like, sort of figuring myself out, like, I, you know, had my roller coasters, and I think everyone does. But it was really fun to sort of get out of that and become stronger as a person. So, yeah.
So do you rap at home?
Do
you rap for your mom?
I think I write and like keep myself secluded from everyone and then come out once it's like completed. But it's a lot of fun. I've been practicing as well a lot of my music just on the streets as well. I think busking is really quite fun because you're just like putting yourself out there and you're just sort of like there. And everyone else is just sort of passing you by and it's just very humbling to just sit there and just do whatever and not feel like you have to impress anyone. You're just sort of sitting there and you're doing your own thing. So
you're in the process of putting together your first ever EP?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. How's that going?
That is going well. So I've been writing. It's easy for me to write lyrics and stuff. I guess I'm just working with the right people and finding the right people that connect with me and understand where I want to go in a musical direction. So
you meet with someone to put music on your words?
Yeah, so producers, musicians, and just the whole community of people who love to create and working with them.
Is that process for you difficult, finding someone you can, you know, who gets your vibe and, you know, you just gel with? Or is it something that you've gone, oh, yeah, we're good?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, everyone, I reckon, struggles with just like normal relationships. Like when you're just like trying to find someone as well on a musical level that understands you and can like translate what you want through music. It's very interesting to find that person. And I think for me, it's like one of those things where I'm still looking for just the right person to collaborate with. So if there is anyone out there, hello, please hit me up on Kellebec Official, my Instagram. Thank you. Shanty yeah, dope. Shanty dope. Shanty dope. Hey, Glock 9, where you at?
So is there any song yes. that you're putting together about you being Philippine Australian, you know? Are you writing something about your childhood?
I think there's so many topics that I'd like to touch on. I think the biggest thing with a lot of my songs as well is I'm showing emotions, so different emotions, whether it be sad or aggressive, whether it be loving, and just that's kind of the theme. I won't talk about too much because I'm still putting it together and everything, but I'm very excited.
But
yeah.
For everyone out there who's thinking, oh, what's Kellebec's music like? You'd be the front act for the coming Glock 9 show.
One of,
yeah. One. So we have some other local artists as well coming.
Cyrus, sino sila?
Yeah.
Mga Pilipino, we have Little Jace, who is one of the biggest Filipino underground hip hop. We have R3. We have V and Josh, and they're also, so we got V and Josh. We've got DJ Jeff Rocks, also the old Filipino. And we've got a new upcoming artist called Double F XRK. Who else do we have?
Wow, so madame.
The Wave of Silence.
Yeah. The Wave of Silence, yeah. Which is
oh, my
his,
band.
His band.
Ah. Yeah, and I'm the only Filipino there.
And they're, it's actually exciting because we have R&B singers, we got rappers, and then we got rock band.
We got a metal band.
Metal band.
A rap metal band.
So my Guns N' Roses, my Eminem.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
It's not Guns N' Roses. It's more
Bon Jovi?
Of a, let's say, in general, it's like Limp Bizkit. Ish,
yeah.
In a different level,
mas
maybe heavier, yeah, younger. Yeah. I'm not young,
more handsomer. Hey, Glock 9, Kellen.
Thank you. That will be on August 4th.
August 4th. We're actually at Crown Casino, which is exciting because I think, in my memory, this is the first Filipino concert to be held in Crown Casino.
Yee.
Wow. And first ever rap,
first, rap
hip hop,
yeah.
Urban
yeah.
hip hop.
Yes, really
that
cool.
will be here in
so,
Australia.
August 4th, so Crown Casino.
Yep.
Yeah.
And August 3rd at the Metro Theater
in Sydney.
Sydney.
Oh, yeah. So, para sa mga karagdagang impormasyon, magtungo lamang sa link sa aming website. Ngunit bago yan, maraming salamat, Kellebec.
Thank
at good you. Luck.
Maraming salamat.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.